This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party MP Dol Prasad Aryal elected unopposed as Speaker. All seven Nepali nationals injured by missile debris in Abu Dhabi of UAE discharged after treatment. Over 7,000 online betting apps and websites shut down as part of governance reform program. And US President Donald Trump says missing airman in Iran rescued safely. Now the news in detail. Rashtriya Swatantra Party MP Dol Prasad Aryal has been elected unopposed as the Speaker of the House of Representatives. The proposal to elect Aryal was presented by Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane and supported by several ministers and lawmakers. Supporting the proposal, they said Aryal had played an important role in the previous parliament and expressed confidence that he would carry out his responsibilities effectively. The senior-most member of the House, Arjun Narsingh KC, announced Aryal's unopposed election and congratulated him. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for Monday at 1 p.m. The Council of Ministers is currently underway at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simadarbar. The meeting has been convened by Prime Minister Balinder Saha. All seven Nepali nationals injured yesterday in attacks in Abu Dhabi of the United Arab Emirates have now been discharged from hospital after treatment. Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Podel Chetri confirmed that even the person who had sustained serious injuries has now fully recovered and discharged. The Nepalese were hurt after debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in Abu Dhabi. The UAE's air defense system had destroyed the incoming missile and drone mid-air, causing fragments to fall to the ground. More than 7,000 online betting apps and websites have been shut down in the country. The Nepal Telecommunication Authority took action in coordination with internet service providers as part of the government's governance reform program. Deputy Director of the Authority, Surya Prasad Lamisane, said service providers were instructed to identify and block illegally operating betting platforms. He said over 50 complaints were received in the past week through phone, email and messages, and action has been taken on all of them. The government has directed that such betting-related platforms be shut down within 24 hours under its reform agenda. According to the Criminal Code, involvement in betting is illegal and can lead to confiscation of money, up to 1 year in jail, and a fine of up to 10,000 rupees. Nepal police has arrested 226 people in the past 4 days under a nationwide search operation targeting illegal activities. Police said those arrested were involved in offenses such as hooliganism, illegal brokering and indecent behavior. Central Police Spokesperson Deputy Inspector General Abhi Narayan Kafle said legal action has been initiated against all those detained since the campaign began on the 1st of April. According to police headquarters, arrests were made across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley and several districts. Police said the operation will continue in the coming days. The Election Commission has resumed voter list collection and update from today. The process had been suspended due to the House of Representatives election. Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said eligible Nepali citizens who have received a national identity card can register their names online using their card details. Those not linked to the national identity system must first fill out an online pre-enrollment form and then visit the provincial or district election office in person to submit details including photo and fingerprints. The Commission has also made arrangements to apply online for correcting errors, removing duplicate entries and updating records related to death and migration. Voters can also correct their name, surname, address and shift their polling center within the same ward if needed. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump has said an American airman who went missing in Iran has been rescued and is now safe. According to the BBC, the airman was a weapons systems officer on a US F-15 fighter jet that was shut down in southern Iran. The pilot had been rescued earlier. According to White House sources, the rescue operation led to a brief clash between U.S. and Iranian forces. Reports say both Iran and the United States were trying to locate the missing crew member. Iranian authorities had even announced a cash reward for anyone who found him alive. Local residents had also joined the search. Video and social media showed groups of people searching in mountainous areas in southwestern Iran. The rescue took place amid rising tensions between the two countries. Iran has not commented on the rescue of the second U.S. airman. Earlier, U.S. President Trump said the U.S. would increase strikes in Iran if Iran, rather, does not agree to reopen the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours. Iran has rejected the demand. At least 15 people have been killed and dozens injured in Russian attacks across Ukraine on Saturday. According to the BBC, in the northeastern Kharkiv region, 4 people were killed and 11 injured in attacks on the city of Kharkiv and nearby towns. In the Sumy region, Russian drone strikes on a building injured at least 11 people, including a child. In southeastern Ukraine, a drone attack on a market in Nikopol killed 5 people and injured 25 others. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held talks with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the remaining areas will see partly cloudy weather. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder, lightning, hail and wind storms at some places in the hilly and Himalayan regions. There is also a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces and at a few places in the Tarai region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Wind storms are also likely to occur at some places in the Tarai region of Kushi, Madis, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party MP Dol Prasad Aryal elected unopposed as Speaker. All 7 Nepali nationals injured by missile debris in Abu Dhabi of UAE discharged after treatment. Over 7,000 online betting apps and websites shut down as part of governance reform plan. And US President Donald Trump says missing airman in Iran rescued safely. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.